we'll all be embarrassed together. In the meantime, though, there aren't many things that I share with an Olympic athlete, with any Olympic athlete, actually. Not that many attributes. But I've just realised I do share something with Mahe Drysdale. I know, extraordinary. Mahe, of course, one of New Zealand's highest profile rowers. Many, many, many international medals. But what's not so well known is that Mahe has struggled with arthritis for many years. He has it in his back. I have it in my feet. And it does take a long time to get a diagnosis. Mahe strangely says he's one of the few people that's excited to get a diagnosis of arthritis. And he is now an Arthritis NZ ambassador. He joins me now. Hi, Mahe.
Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for talking to us about this. Tell me a bit about your personal story. Did you have a bad back for years and just didn't know what it was?
Well, I hurt my back at our trials in 2010, and I thought it was a disc injury at the time, and sort of got through that, and it just got very frustrating because every time I started rowing again, I'd flare it up again, and it just wouldn't settle down. So it took about a year until I had a I'd been through a few scans, and then they put me through a CT scan. They said, "Oh, I think you've got arthritis." And why I was excited about that is I knew the reason for my problems. And once you know a reason, then you can research it and try to do something about it. So that's exactly what I did. And
Do you mind me asking how old you were at that diagnosis?
So 2011 was when I was diagnosed. I was 32, which, you kind of think you're a bit young to get arthritis. And, it was a little bit of a shock to me that you could get it at that age. But, as I say, it was good to have a name and then go about trying to manage it. And that's what I've had to do over the last 6 years.
Isn't it interesting how it often gets misdiagnosed, because it tends to present sometimes as an injury? The same thing happened with my feet. I thought I'd fractured a foot, and it took actually years to get it properly diagnosed.
Yeah, I think, and quite often it's probably something that, I did have pain in my back, but it wasn't until I sort of, thought I had an injury, and I think that was just the first signs that I'd pushed it a little bit too far. So, it's something that I've had to manage, and it's something that I haven't managed perfectly. I've certainly had some flare-ups over time, and when it flares up, it is very much like an injury, because it's just a big inflamed mess, and, it takes a time for it to settle down. So, in those times, I've had to sit out of the boat, which is frustrating, and I've had a few cortisone injections in my back to try to settle it down when I really have to get back on the water as quickly as possible.
Do you take medication?
Generally, no. I can manage it with changing my training and manage it with food. I do have to be careful with what I eat, and I know the things that flare it up, and
can you tell us some of those?
Yeah, so alcohol is something that I have to be careful around, because it certainly doesn't help. Situations like travelling to Europe, that's never a good one. Green lip mussels has been something that I found really useful, and taking things like salmon oil and some of those sort of things that sort of lube up the joints have certainly been useful. And when I start to, when it does start to flare, then I'm on anti-inflammatories. And as I say, in severe cases, I'll have a cortisone injection to try to settle it down.
And how long does that last?
A cortisone injection, it usually takes about 10 days for it to, settle back down. And then, that will give me pretty good relief, for probably 2 to 3 months, so that's quite useful. It always happens that it's always about six weeks out from the Olympics or the World Champs that I seem to push myself a little bit too hard, and that's when it flares up. So you've just got to try to get it down as quickly as possible.
For those that don't know anything about arthritis, Mahed, can you tell us what's actually going on physically in your back?
Yeah, so I think, like, I had a disc injury, and I think basically what's happened is my joints are now closer together because that disc is slightly smaller than it was, and that's sort of a shock absorber between your bones. And so when I lean backwards, you've got little facet joints that stick out the backs of your spine, and when I lean backwards, those, now they're close together, they just rub against each other. And, you know, when two bones rub against each other, they start to inflame each other, and you know, so I've got osteoarthritis, which is effectively, you know, arthritis of in the bones or in the joints, and you know, it becomes very painful if you overexert yourself. And you know, for me, I've had to do a lot of training on the bike to stop myself going into that extension at the back of a stroke that I do when I'm rowing.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I can't wear high heels anymore for any length of time. A little bit different to your situation. Is yours hereditary, do you know?
No, I don't think so, because, you know, it's something that my grandmother suffered from arthritis, but she's the only one in the family that has, and she had it really badly in her knees and her hips. So, yeah, it's, you know, I don't think it is. I think it's just, for me, it's probably just an overuse kind of thing. And you know, you'll be surprised that there's, you know, literally, I think there's 150-odd different arthritis, you know, ailments that you can have. So your mind's sort of a, you know, the bones are just rubbing on each other, and that's osteoarthritis. That's a very common one, but, you know, it goes right through to things like gout. There's also an arthritis, and you know, there's plenty of people that suffer from different things, and thankfully I can still manage mine and I'm not in pain and on an everyday basis. Mm.
I don't want to politicise you know, 3 days before an election, Mahed, but do you believe, you know, you're an Arthritis NZ ambassador now, do you believe that it's a bit neglected and needs more funding?
I think you know, everything needs more funding. You know, but arthritis is something that affects a huge amount of New Zealanders. You know, especially you know, osteoarthritis is the most common, and I think there's pretty much 100% of people over the age of 80 will suffer from osteoarthritis. So you know, the Arthritis NZ do a fantastic job at educating people and helping them manage their symptoms. And you know, I think it would be great. Obviously, if they could have more money, but you know, as we've seen from this election, there's so many great causes that also need it, and you know, I think it's one of those things. We've got a limited amount of money, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're doing great work, Mahed. It's good to talk to you. That's Mahed Drysdale, an internationally famous rower. Who knew that he had arthritis?